The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
To the football pubcast, the season is over.
It's finished.
No, because it's an England game.
That's not the last game of the season.
No, it's not a proper football match. Yes, the season is over. Gillingham are finished.
We were finished by Christmas, to be fair. But yeah, Gillingham, everybody's finished. The season's finished.
Thank God.
Champions League final, though. Good game to finish on, Dan.
Hang on. That did not finish in the Champions League. There was a better game the day after.
Yes.
The league.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Championship playoff
final. Much better game. By quite a distance.
I was going to get the Champions League one out of the way so we could talk about the playoffs after.
Oh, well. Good.
If you want to talk about the playoffs now, we'll talk about the playoffs now.
No. Go on, you talk about it now. Your structure.
Yeah, because I've got loads of notes.
It was a fantastic game to play. Well, they both were, but a playoff final, every time you think, right,
they can't be a great game again. And
as you're watching it, you're just thinking, it could have been more epic if they got it back to 3-3. But
they hit the post,
and then Monk made that challenge, and his toes kept the ball out.
Even the one that hit the post, that was going in, but someone got
a little snick
just
on
a little deflection.
Got a little deflection on that. But I mean, the lad should have been sent off for Reading as well for the penalty.
It was probably a straight red. It was a second yellow.
He'd already been booked.
At least.
Yeah.
The ref bottled that a little bit. I think he thought.
Can't send him off.
They've got a penalty. If that had been outside the box, there'd have been no defenders around. He'd have booked him and sent him off.
Yeah. Fair play to Reading, because they look crap first off. They absolutely 13 corners to nil. They had at that stage, and it was only about the 60th minute. Jesus.
Well, Reading looked the better side in the first 5 or 6 minutes. Then Swansea scored.
Kebe looked really lively, he'd blown out gas because he was injured and they were worried about him. But he was impressive. I would have thought he'll go somewhere in the summer.
I weren't really that impressed with him. He looked dangerous, but being an Arsenal fan, know what it feels like for more than one season. Yeah, he looked really dangerous, but then there was no end product. Yeah. It was like, well, what's the point? So
you could see him at a sort of a bottom half championship. A Premier League team, sort of a reasonably cheap option.
Oh, I don't know. I think
he's got a lot of pace. He's very direct. I think that does him quite well in the championship. But are we happy that Swansea have gone up?
Yes.
Do we think they'll do all right next year?
No.
I think they'll go back down, but I think Swansea will bring more to the Premiership than Reading would have done. I think Reading would have just got a few home wins, not really pulled up any trees away, and would have gone down second or bottom.
I think
Swansea will be. I don't think they'll be in the bottom three.
I think they'll be. It'll be like last day. They might
a bit like
go
Blackpool.
Down. Yeah,
a bit like Blackpool, might have
done.
Maybe.
I also think they should probably look to try and sign Shane Long.
QPR after him, apparently.
Because him up, him
QPR
up front.
QPR after everybody.
Because they play that 4-3-3, you need that
Shane
worker.
Long did absolutely nothing on that.
I thought he was very disappointing.
I thought he was alright. He didn't get a chance, but... Oh, no, he did. He had one chance and he fluffed it, but...
Yeah,
not great for a strike, then.
No, it's not, yeah.
You're going to reassess your opinion.
But not as bad as, Stephen Dobby, who missed absolutely. I know he scored, but then he missed that
system. The goal he scored was a very good goal because he comes in very quickly and he controlled it really well.
And he set one back up one for the Sinclair as well.
Yeah.
He got to the byline, then
went around a few couple of players and then missed an absolute sitter.
I have to say, watching that game, there's two sides to Sinclair. Obviously, very good player, very talented.
Smashing through the Corrie Bird as well.
But yeah, hat-trick at Wembley, fantastic. Two goals in 36 seconds. But he does like a dive, doesn't he? He does like to fall over a lot. Stuart nominated him as one of the worst divers of the season a few weeks ago. And that is Stu being bitter, but...
Hold on, you can see what he's talking about. Stuart, the QPR fan with Abdul Tarab.
I know. Abdul Tarab?
You know what I mean.
His name is difficult.
Terabet.
That's all right.
Terrapin.
It's always quite interesting though. Like Reading have lost the playoff final, and it's now Cardiff have got the same thing in the Championship as well. Cardiff more so than Reading because they've gambled. They've spent money on wages. They've now their chairman and they've got to sit there. Obviously, they've decided to get rid of the manager. Reading won't get rid of McDermott just because the brilliant end to the season they've had. But it's looking at their players like, who are we going to keep? Who can we afford to keep? who's got ambitions to leave us and go to the Premiership. So Reading have got to look at possibly Kevay, Shane Long will probably go, you would have thought.
Yeah, Hunt could
Matt
go.
Matt Mills even could go.
Mills is probably one of their best players.
He impressed me on Saturday.
And Robson Carnot as well.
He dies in a lot. He needs to stand his feet a little bit more.
But he's a good, strong player and a fantastic header for his goal as well.
Yes.
And it was weird, as soon as they got their first goal...
He could sign for Arsenal. We need a horrible, dirty centre-half.
You do need a horrible, dirty centre-half. You need two of them, to be fair.
No, just the one.
I mean, you've got Vermaelen. Yeah, just the one. But, that was probably the pick of the three playoff games. The League Two game was a bit of a disappointment, I thought.
League One, Peter, they've just got goals in it.
It was a decent, 7 minutes it was a decent
well.
Game.
I feel bad for Huddersfield as well, because they missed out on the playoffs. They lost in the semi-final against Millwall.
Yeah.
This season, they've obviously got done in the final.
Unbeaten in 26 games
exactly.
going into that
just
game.
Just what I was
done at Wembley.
They've stayed unbeaten for more than half the season in terms of games, and they've got nothing to show from it.
I rate Lee season. Clark as a manager as well.
I thought West Ham should have picked him up.
Well, the news today, obviously, Big Sam's taken over. Yeah. I think that's a good appointment for them. Well, changing tack to the Premier League just for a second.
It is if they do what I'm guessing he would have put his stamp down. He deals with the team.
They have to let him get on with it. They'll be fine.
They'll come straight back up.
I think it's a good bit. Like other people talking about Chris Howard, that would represent a risk to me. Because, okay, he got Newcastle promoted, but he had a very good squad and that's his one proven season. Whereas Sam Allardyce, you know what you're going to get.
He's going to have to rebuild him, because there's going to be a lot of players leaving that
club.
Yeah,
he said that on the radio this morning, so he knows some are going to leave, of course.
Stuart Hall's here.
Good afternoon, Stuart.
Right.
Nice of you to join us.
Yeah.
What's your view on Big Sam joining West Ham?
Good on him. He needs a job, doesn't he?
He's been out of a job for a while.
He's been out of a job. Well, when was his last job? Newcastle?
No, he was at Blackburn until the end of last year.
Simon, you're supposed to be our leader. That was terrible.
Yeah, how are you going to lead us to the promise?
I bet he edits that out. I bet that won't be in there.
What was Allardyce's last job?
His last job was actually Blackburn Rovers.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I thought for a minute it was Newcastle.
Luckily, you didn't say that. Yeah, that would make you look silly, wouldn't it?
Such as the impact he made at Blackburn Rovers, I completely forgot about it. But
he did need a job, though. Shoes right.
The important thing with West Ham is West Ham are a bit like Tottenham in that their fans seem to pride themselves on playing good passing football. They're not going to get that under Sam, but they are going to get football that's going to get them out of the championship.
I think that's a little bit of an understanding. When he was at Bolton, remember when he had Jukayev and Okocha, JJ, like they actually played some decent stuff when he was allowed to have that team himself. So I think it's a bit of a myth that he plays bad football. He just plays bad football on TV against big clubs.
Okay, we'll watch them next year.
Okay.
We'll watch West Ham next year.
Don't let me down, Big Sam.
You will watch West Ham next year, because I can guarantee every championship game that Sky have will be Newcastle were there, will be West Ham.
Yeah. Or us. We didn't have a Saturday game from September last year.
Yeah, which is a bit of it's only because you were champions though.
You were chasing the top.
Even if West Ham are 14th, 15th for the league, we'd have to play for their game.
Sky hate our ground, don't they? They're not big fans of having cameras in our ground because they can't see the touch.
It's so tight up on the pitch, isn't it? It's so tight up on the pitch.
And there's a cameraman usually right there where Stu works, where he sits.
Big bald twat.
It's not even the same person. I don't know why he's pretending it is the same person each time. But
I promise you, it's the same person each week. Every time we're on TV, it's just this one bald man sits there and gets abused from the man in the Portuguese app.
Yeah, he's being baldist.
That's true.
Well, he is a cunt.
There's a man that sits right near Stu, and he's got an old Portuguese hat, and he's stitched a QPR flag onto the hat, basically.
Wasn't he brought it like that, mate? It's not stitched.
You know,
it looks official club merchandise.
It looks stitched. Who was it? There was a manager this week that has gone to manage a Cypriot or Greek second division team.
Coleman?
It's Chris Coleman.
Yeah.
You are bang right, Stuart. Good right. knowledge. That just epitomises how a manager... Just
fallen from grace.
He just wants work.
Like John Gregory.
But he does Sky work, doesn't he?
Yes. He wasn't Sky, yeah.
Where's John Gregory?
No, but
he's done three Israeli clubs now, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, he's on his third Israeli club now.
That's quite cool. We need to get, for next week, we need to find out a list of English managers that are managing abroad.
I'll talk to LaRosby, see what
Yeah, exactly. Paul Shaw is manager of a new team in New York.
FC New York.
Third division.
Who are apparently a shambles.
Yeah.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me.
They're not an MLS side. They're like a whatever is not in the MLS, the USL.
Whatever's not in the
USL, I think it's called.
Brilliant.
That's good, because then we can talk about Michael Mancien moving over to Hamburg.
Oh, that's
Hamburg.
Is it happening?
Yeah, it's happening.
It sounds like he's going. I've got to say, good for him, because not many English players would have made that move.
No,
he's actually going for it.
How did Hamburg do in the league? Anyone know?
They just missed
out on Europe.
Dortmund
years ago,
won the title, didn't they?
Yes,
Dortmund won for the first time in a long time as well.
Yeah, by a long way as well. So, I think their goal is to get back into Europe.
Oh, that's a really interesting signing, and it'd be good to see how he gets on.
I'd play him centre back.
Those of us with ESPN. We'll be able to see, hopefully, a bit of him in action next season.
ESPN will surely put him on.
Yeah, you would
just
think
because
so. You would think so.
There'd be a reason for the English fans to watch it.
Yeah, so, you know, it's obviously talking about European football, Champions League final.
Do you really want to talk about it?
I do want to talk about it because
I'm not interested.
Is Lionel Messi the greatest player of all time?
Yes,
discuss.
I tweeted during the game because someone asked a question. I said something about Maradona. And Maradona took Napoli to the championship
on his own.
Basically on his own. Could he take a Stoke to the championship? And I said he is that good. Yes.
To the championship, or getting relegated,
and then win the championship.
Win the Premier League.
To be fair, he'd be good in the championship, Messi. I think he'd be all right.
He'd get his neck broken.
He'd be all right.
No chance. He'd smash him.
But no, is he the best player you've ever seen, Steve? Who's the best player you've ever seen?
It's got to be Messi, isn't it? Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, he's the best player you've seen.
Jim? Or Terap.
Moving on, Jim.
I don't know. Silly. I'd need some prep on that question. Yeah. I've never seen him play live.
I wouldn't
really count that as seeing him play. If you watch someone live, you get a much better impression of their overall how they dictate a game and how their movement is and stuff like that. So I wouldn't want to say that at the moment. Yeah. But he's got to be up there, hasn't he?
I think he's not far off. I mean, the big argument again, and Dan's already touched on it, between him and Maradona, is that Maradona took a half decent Argentinian side to the World Cup, and he took a okay Napoli side to the Scudetto. Messi's surrounded by the best players in the world.
I think the Napoli thing is bigger for Maradona because, like,
that achievement was incredible.
Let's be honest, even though they weren't the greatest Argentinian side of all time, it weren't like the world international football was like dominant. I mean, there was a lot of pony clubs.
No, they had like Burruchaga and Valdano, who were class players. Batista, they had some very good players in that side, but they weren't known as being. Oh, Jim. Jim's got some serious back damage.
Yeah, and do you know what?
That is horrific.
Stuart just slapped me on the back.
Oh, nice one.
He's done it. I did this on Friday night, and Stuart's continually slapped me on the back. Would you say that's an accurate description?
I'd say 10 to 15 times.
Every time he kept laughing and like sharing a joke with him, and he was like, "Way," and then I was like, "Ah."
Jim's broken because he's been to. Where did you go?
Stu, where did we
Don't
go?
Never mention it again.
Albufeira.
Portugal.
I've recovered. I'm all right now. Apart from
are you still struggling?
I've seen photos. Most of the pictures involve Stuart and an enormous plastic cock.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you drink from that?
Do you want to tell us about this, Stuart?
Everyone drank from it.
It was a beer bomb.
It was a beer bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, this was something.
We've got to bring that out for the awards. That's got to come on the Alpine track.
That'll get us kicked out without any shadow of a doubt.
People embrace it, mate. Girls love it.
Yeah, girls love it. I can't imagine too many guys.
Anyway, back to Lionel Messi.
Yes.
For me, he's just a poor man's aerial Ortega. And he always will be. I stand by that. Ortega is a much better player.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
This is not a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
I just want to pat him on the back.
Ortega had everything Messi has.
I'm going to glass you in the face.
Ortega
has
everything Messi has, plus he tracks back and defends as well.
Get out of town. No, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable.
Where's Ortega now?
Exactly.
Ortega's about 37 now.
Yeah, he's still playing. He's still knocking him in somewhere.
But
Messi is
he better than Maradona? Four. I'm going to say no, he isn't. Not yet. He needs to do it.
He is only 23, though.
I think by the time he retires, he probably will be better. Yeah, look back at his career, he will have achieved more than Maradona, and people will probably say he's better than Maradona. At the moment, the difference between him and Maradona is Maradona was a real leader as well, and that sort of, he transcended all the rest of it. And he was the man, and he led Argentina to the World Cup.
Yeah, I'd still rather Messi led his
club to the Scudetto. Messi,
and then he fell away from football because of his massive cap problem.
Well, he went mental, didn't he?
Yeah. Whereas Messi, at the moment,
you throw in people like Zidane, Pele, George Best, it opens it up again. My view is Pele's still the greatest player.
Ortega, France 98, no one could touch him. Let's move on.
Other than Edwin van der Sar when he headbutted him and he got sent off?
Don't remember that. Good. Van der Sar, Scholes, retirement.
Van der Sar, yeah. Paul Scholes, he's having a testimonial. If all the people...
Is it against Oldham?
It should be.
I'm disappointed. As far as I was aware, he was going to have his final season.
So Oldham. Yes, I thought.
And
yes.
He's
if
not
you,
doing it. He's a.
If you were the Oldham chairman now, you'd just try and get him on board in whatever capacity.
He's going to know he's a coach. He's going to be a coach at United.
Offering whoever the manager is. Get rid of him.
No! He could play one more year at Oldham.
Is it on Dickhoff as manager? It was Paul Dickhoff as manager.
It was Paul Dickhoff. Yeah. I think it might still be.
I think
be.
That shit still is.
Yeah.
Probably does on the limelight away from him.
Yeah, we don't like Paul Dickhoff.
Oh, okay, sorry. No comment.
Yeah. No, but Scholes, I was sure Scholes was going to. He said he wanted to play for Oldham before he retired.
Just one year at Oldham.
But he's obviously been offered a coaching role at United. So you've got him
in. Yeah, because they wouldn't give it to him next season, the following season.
I'd like to see Scholes as a pundit.
he'd be like Stew on this.
He'd probably have loads to say for himself because he said nothing for the last 15 years. Yeah. So he's probably got a lot to get off his chest. But
he's a big ginger. But chest.
You not a fan?
Stu's just setting up and muttering.
I don't mind him.
Van der Sar. Also, I saw, I don't know if you've spoken about this, but I saw a video, I caught up a video on YouTube. Van der Sar's obviously a replacement for Holland, number one, Stecklenburg.
Are you going to talk about the trophy?
Drop the plate off the back of the bus and it just rolls in the street. It's absolutely.
Some bloke just picked it up
and just running down the street. It's a fantastic video. So that's the second.
Sergio Ramos.
That's the second trophy.
Martin Stecklenburg.
Yeah, but he's a goalkeeper. He really should be able to hold it.
But yeah, of all the people, it's in safe hands.
Or just punch it. just come out, just fucking punch it.
Radek Turney would have punched it if he was on a bus with a trophy.
He played one game, didn't he? He played that last game of the season.
Last two games.
So now, obviously, it's all over, apart from England on Saturday, which no one really cares about. Although it is a qualifier, so we do need to win. So let's hope we do win.
Honestly, couldn't care less.
Well, we do need to win.
Not a big fan of the FA.
The way we're going, we won't be invited to the World Cup anyway.
That's probably true.
After the events of today, where
that is very true,
the English FA have basically stood up and gone
we're not going to vote.
This isn't very fair. And basically what happened was there's 208, I think,
and
170 odd, I think it was 178 of them voted for the election to go ahead, the FIFA elections is to go ahead as was. So Sepp Blatter's going to stand unopposed.
There's one man. It's not an election.
It's a dictatorship. And we shouldn't stand for it.
No, we shouldn't.
It'll be invading Belgium before we know it.
So Blatter's going to get in. One by one, these delegates got up on the stage and basically slagged
hammered
the FA.
Although I shouldn't talk because I hammer them regularly anyway.
Yeah, but
they are a bunch of spineless, like, testes-less scumbags.
Well said.
I'm so glad you rehearsed that little speech there, Dan. I think
he had that written down. That was my Martin Luther King.
I have a dream.
For obvious reasons.
I have a dream. Football without the FA or FIFA.
Oh, dear.
Or the Welsh FA.
The Welsh FA didn't even bother to vote with England. They just kept their gob shut, by the sound of it.
I have a dream. I'm getting chased by a massive hippo.
The Welsh FA are happy to stand up when one of their players gets banned for a big game. But they're not happy to stand up.
Don't start chewing on about the Welsh FA.
Do not stand up about that.
So. Oh, no, I want to see it. Go on, go for it.
No, bollocks, mate. I ain't entertaining shit like that.
Yeah, okay.
But you're a fan of the Welsh FA.
You're like a one-man swearing machine, aren't you, today?
I can't stand the Welsh FA. Absolute joke.
Anyway, now it is all over, barring Saturday.
Yeah.
We've got to start looking at basically transfers.
And the European Championships, the under-20s.
That is
and the Women's World Cup. Or not.
Are you serious?
I'm going to be watching it. There's nothing else. That and the under-21s.
It is some of the worst football.
Now, the under-21 Women's World Cup, I'll be interested in that.
Yeah. Stu's just made... Okay, name them.
They'll all be 14.
The goalkeeper for Arsenal is fit.
Your goalkeeper for Arsenal is Irish.
Really?
Yeah,
they made it to the World Cup?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Who, Arsenal? No. Probably not.
No. So he's picked
Emma
out
Byrne.
The one...
Emma Byrne.
Emma Byrne.
No, she's not. She's also...
Because Rachel Brown is the England goalkeeper. She doesn't play for Arsenal.
And she's massive.
Mate, there was a bird in goal.
That means she's tall.
The other day.
Massive.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that the FA Cup final is not representative of the World Cup, is it?
No, but I thought she was English.
No, she's not. She's Irish.
Yeah, aren't most of them, a lot of the players not playing in the World Cup because the Premier League is on?
It's a Super League thing.
A lot of them play, a lot of the players play in America, the Women's Professional Soccer League. Some of them have come back and started playing in the new Super League. But
what's the new Super League? European?
No. It's the women's equivalent of the Premier League.
Okay.
But as far as I'm aware, they're all going to the World Cup.
Yeah,
I've not heard anything about any, you know, players sort of not going. I think we've got a full strength side going. So we're probably third or fourth best in the world. We've got the Americans, the Germans, are probably the top two. Brazilians, Marta is an incredible player. Marta, she's unbelievable.
Well, no, she's rubbish, but...
She's not rubbish.
In Marta Keown.
Yeah. Marta
Keown. Quite good defensive line.
Yeah. Mm. Don't miss a penalty if she's standing there.
Anywho.
So we have got football to look forward to, but other than that, it's now looking forward to basically the transfers and who your club's going to get in.
Love it.
Yes. And to the transfer window, when you look down the transfer window, okay, Arsene Wenger has said that he might spend some money this season.
£2.50.
But he is, I think he has to.
He spends 10, 15 million a year anyway.
You might actually buy someone half decent, someone a little bit established in some sort of league other than a ping pong league.
Christopher Samba is a big rumour.
Chris Samba would be a great signing.
Or
Phil Jagielka.
Liverpool under Dalglish, be interesting to see
if he can get young.
Especially with the end of the season they've had. I think those owners might say, right, let's have a proper tilt at this. The good thing about Liverpool as well is the fact that they haven't got European football distraction in this season, have they?
It's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing if they can get a good squad. I mean, they've got the basis of a good squad. If they can add to it and say, look, this is a project. First year we won't be in Europe, next year we'll be in the Champions League.
Well, you know, everyone's going to be saying, oh, Liverpool, they've got some good close signings there, and they'll lose at home to fucking Blackburn or something on the first game of the season.
That's how it works, isn't it? They'll do well in the big games and then blow it against the bottom half team.
You've got Chelsea, who are going to have a new owner in the next sort of 10-15 days or whatever, they've said.
New manager.
And they're definitely going to spend.
Abramovich has always given them money when they've come.
By all accounts, they're signing some French kid for £18 million, but that's because
Eden Hazard. Is it Eden Hazard?
No, he's Belgian.
Oh, he's Belgian, sorry.
But no, there's him as well.
He plays in the French league.
I think, is it Vice at right back? Ball counts is about four or five players. So.
Anyway, regardless, Chelsea are always going to have to check
out. Man United are retooling.
Man United, Ferguson, he's going to, he's staying because he is now. They're going to need to.
He wants 20 titles before he goes, definitely.
Yeah. So he's going to need to rebuild, and he'll be rebuilding with European Championship in mind as well, won't he? To be honest, he's going to be so. You know what he's like? He's going to be fucked off for a few days, and then he's just going to be angry and need to get back there. He'd probably like to play Barcelona.
I think Berbatov will go somewhere.
Michael Owen's being offered a new. He's signed a new contract today.
He's really started to take to him at the end of the season, didn't he?
I've tweeted it from the podcast saying, is he going to get more on pitch time than Fred the Red this season? Because I don't think he did last season.
Fred the Red?
Fred the Red's their mascot.
Oh.
He spent more time on
because
that pitch.
Ferguson came out and said, unfortunately, because of Hernandez, he didn't get enough opportunities, but he's going to get more next year.
I think it's him or Hernandez because they're very similar types.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to play together really. Yeah.
No.
So he's going to have to buy a striker because
they need another
Berbatov's going.
So,
and then Man City.
Well, Man City,
who are going to be throwing money
at? I think at one point during this transfer season, Man City are going to do something which is just going to shock everyone.
Well, they're after Xavi Hernandez from
Barcelona. Not spend any money, but yeah.
They're after Xavi Hernandez from Barcelona.
Right. They're going to
get him. That will be an
they'll do something. Money. And you're forgetting Spurs as well.
In Spurs.
Redknapp. Well,
I think Villa are going to spend some money.
Say Redknapp stays, they're going to. He's going to be spending big to break back into that top four because he's got. Otherwise, Spurs could just stagnate and go back to what they were, be finishing fifth. Sixth every season.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it's a lower down, but Blackburn are going to, I reckon, spend a little bit of
Stephen
money.
Stephen King, is it? He's come out and said that they've got the biggest budget they've ever had. So he's taken into when they won the title by buying it. Yeah. He's saying that they've got a bigger budget compared to what they had then. Now,
yeah, and that's relative low, isn't it?
No. Well, yeah, but I mean, he's looking at the budget compared to other clubs and stuff like that. So yeah,
I think they're going to struggle because of where they are.
Spend.
I mean, Blackburn is
free transfers.
It's not sort of party central, is it, Blackburn? So, you know,
it's not that far away from like Manchester, though. Most of those Man United players will live very close to where Blackburn
is. Yeah, I think they'll struggle. It's not a great stadium to play at. It's not. I wanted them to go down. But
yeah, so did I.
Right, I think they're a championship club that are punched above their weight because of the money that they've had. Much like Wigan, the difference with Wigan is Wigan have now got a guy in charge, Roberto Martinez, who's playing football the right way, he's signing the right types of players, he's playing again the right way. Yeah, so I wanted Blackburn to go down.
Teams that have come up, QPR. I don't think they're going to spend.
Are they going to spend any money? They're giving it to Bigan, but I don't know if they will.
Let's just see who's on the board.
It'd be interesting.
Though,
Norwich are going to be pragmatic. I think they'll sign.
They're signing Mikal Smith today.
Yeah, they'll sign decent Championship players that might
or
might not
do
a job.
Smith?
Million and a bit, I think. 1.5-2 million.
And probably add on if they stay up.
Is that 100%?
Well, I'm not exactly.
Well, Bonacos, that's where he wanted to go. Two clubs have had bids accepted. Norwich, the rumour is Norwich are one.
According to Barry Fry, who obviously is to be believed at all times, 22 different clubs were in for Craig Pell Smith.
Yeah. But at least he was honest and he said, when it's an auction, you always try and push the price up.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, at least you're honest. Six clubs
were in for George Boyd as well, who is a very good player as well.
Denver Barr. Is anyone in for Denver Barr?
Yes.
Do you know that yet?
They're trying to get him done for an illegal approach.
There was another team that were talking to him, but his wage demands were just too high.
He needs to go back to the Prem. I need him in the Prem.
He needs to single-handedly keep someone up. That's what he needs to do.
He's just a hero.
I think we're the team for him.
QPR.
That would be brilliant.
Do you know, he might be. That would match up quite nicely, I think.
Who the hell? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, so someone wanted to sign him and they couldn't. Like the lower reaches of the Premier League. Who else is out there? This is this whole Mark Hughes thing. Mark Hughes going to Villa and then what, Fulham getting Yol?
I'd like to see Martin Yol back in the Premier League.
He's been linked to a few jobs,
but he seems desperate for it.
Mm. I'd love to see him back. I like Martin Yol, he's good. But I don't really know. I can't remember
he's in the Premier League.
This is something Dan suggested to me earlier. Who do we think is going to get relegated from the Premier League next year? I mean, obviously, there's no transfer business really happening yet. But based on what we know now, or what we think might happen, who do we think are going to go back down next season? Jim.
Oh, thanks for coming to me first. I thought.
All right, shall we go first?
Nah, go on. I'll have a pop at it. I think QPR will stay up. I think Norwich will stay up last sort of day. I think Swansea will go down, but I think they're going to be sort of third, fourth bottom right until the end of the season. I don't think they're going to be bang bottom. In terms of someone who's... I think Wigan will go down. I think people are now thinking Wigan survived right on the last day of the season, and I think people are now thinking, oh yeah, we're going to be sort of mid-table again this season. I think we're going to blow out next season. I think they're going to lose a couple of their players this season, not sign enough quality to replace them. Because the thing is with Wigan, when they do sign, they say their players, they bring players in that you've never heard of, and at the moment they're getting it right in Roddy Agar, people like that.
They've got it wrong a couple of times. Their highest player is back in Italy playing joke football for someone over there.
And I think Blackburn, I think if they keep Stephen Keane, which they will do, I don't think they're going to send the right players under him. I don't think he's a big enough name. I think they'll probably sign some expensive shit players.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho?
I think they'll go down as well. So early stages, and we're not going to say this when we do our pre-season.
So three to go.
No, I've said Swansea.
Yeah.
I've said Everton.
Wow.
There was a bad start. But.
Swansea, Blackburn, and Wigan.
Okay. Dan.
Swansea, Norwich, Blackburn.
I'm going to go for Swansea, Queen's Park Rangers.
I was thinking about
Swansea,
it.
Swansea, Queen's Park Rangers, and Wigan.
I will be cheering Swansea on every game, barring the two.
I want the teams that go up to stay up.
Hang on. Have you kept Norwich up above us?
Yes, I have.
You fucking idiot.
Okay, who are your three to go down?
QPR, no.
I don't think Rangers go down because of their home form. I think they'll get enough wins at home.
It Paddy depends. Kenny. They need to sign some
Paddy
defenders.
Kenny. It's all about Paddy Kenny. That's all we've got in our locker, isn't it?
So who's your three to go down? We might. I mean, what we're going to do before the start of the year, we're going to do some sort of proper predictions, and we're going to check out the who did best and who did worst. Stu, did you hear last week's show? You did worst, mate. I just sort of mentioned it.
What happened?
We took all the predictions in the first podcast of the season.
Oh, really?
You did worst by virtue of the fact that you predicted Dundee to win the Scottish Premier League and they're in Scottish Division 1.
Why would I predict that?
Because you're a knob.
I think you've got that wrong, mate. I think you're the knob.
It's there. I'll put it on the... just go back, listen to show one. It's there.
But, Dundee.
So, if you'd said Dundee United, you might have been alright, but you didn't. You said Dundee.
You meant Dundee United.
You probably meant it, didn't you? But never mind. Who are your three to go down this for now?
Norwich.
It's all gone quiet, the whole place.
This is like the X Factor results.
Come on,
hurry up.
Come on, mate. It's not Britain's Got Talent.
I don't know. Norwich, Swansea.
Stuart Hall.
One more.
QPR.
Fuck it, you get good odds on that as well, wouldn't you?
No, probably quite short odds actually.
I don't know.
We'll have a look at the betting.
All three teams that have come out ever all gone down.
Once.
Yeah, it's not something that happens. Normally one of them stay up.
One hangs around.
Only for a year.
So have you gone for?
Have Wolves gone down this season?
No, they stayed up.
Right, yeah, that's Wolves. Wolves, Wigan and Norwich.
Wolves, Wigan and Norwich.
Yeah.
Right. Having established that they are actually in the Premier League.
I'm surprised he didn't go Man United.
He wanted Dundee.
Man City.
He wanted Dundee to go down.
Bradford. Bradford are going to struggle.
Gillingham. They'll fall out of the Premier League.
Yeah, they'll be there or thereabouts.
I don't fancy our chances, I've got to be honest. But, right, so we're going into the summer. There's not a lot of football on. Stu, what are you going to be doing when there's no football on?
I don't know, mate. Just trying to avoid talking to people and socialising.
I thought you were going to say save up money for your newly highly expensive
tickets. Nah, my mum will
tickets.
Pay for that.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Jim, what are you going to be up to?
Working. Yeah. Which I do every day.
But just still, obviously, not doing any work.
Working and not having a football to look forward to at the weekend. It comes around pretty quick, though, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
Fixtures are out soon, and it's only a couple of months after that it all goes, isn't it?
And I actually quite like the fact that before every season, you get that feeling of just like it is back.
This could be the year.
Because at the moment, like Dan said, when we said it's now over, I am now like Dan. I'm quite happy that there's no football for a few weeks. A
couple of weeks is all right.
And I'm quite happy after this season and after the World Cup last year that there is no major championships. I don't even think I'd be up for it if there was Euros this summer.
Overload.
Yeah, I'd just be like, oh, really, yeah. Really. You need this break. And especially a break in the summer where there is no club football and no international football. And I know, come sort of start of August or end of September, when we start doing our shows, preluding the season and stuff like that, I am going to be bang up for it. So.
Yeah. Dan, what are you going to be up to?
It's the busiest time of my year, summer. Yeah, I do fantasy football, so it's creating a new game. So I'm going to be massively busy. And then I'm going on holiday for 2 weeks before the season starts. So I'll be nice and relaxed, bang, back for the new season.
Excellent.
Who do you want first game of the season, sir?
Who do I want first game of the season? Yep. Based on how we did against them first game of the season a couple of years ago, I want Swindon first game of the season.
Home.
Swindon at home. We beat them 5-0. They went up, we got relegated. But, you know...
it's a good start.
That's how it works. But, Swindon are back in our division. We've got a long-standing rivalry with them. It'll be a good atmosphere for the first game of the year. I'd love to see someone like that come there. Or AFC Wimbledon. That'd be a nice start. AFC Wimbledon away would be a nice one.
We get absolutely tonked.
AFC Wimbledon away. Or Torquay away.
I can see Crawley
or
and
Torquay away.
Both getting promoted.
Nice weather, away trip. You know, if it's like this, maybe a bit warmer. It's nice
beautiful.
And sunny at the moment. Nice sun, sort of sunny trip away from home, somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Guarantee we've got Macclesfield away. And they'll move it to a Tuesday night. Not because of TV, because no one wants to watch that.
Who's going to watch that?
Anyway, exactly.
We're going to attempt to keep the podcast going in one form or another during the off season. So we'll come back at some point next week. You can go to the website. There's stuff on there. Before we go, the podcast awards, the Alpines, we've got a date for it now. It is Friday, June the 24th. We're going to 7 Sam Smith's pubs. For those of you who don't know about Sam Smith's pubs, basically, if you want to go for a pint in London, it's an expensive business at the best of times.
They are the pub version of Ariel Ortega. They're that good.
They're the pub version of Primark. It's the cheapest pints you can get anywhere. A pint of Alpine, it costs you about £2.20. We're going to go around 7 pubs. We're going to announce the winners of 7 awards, one in each pub. We're going to have a few beers. We're going to toast the winners and losers of the season. You're more than welcome to join us. There's a route on the website, footballpubcast.co.uk. Check us out on there. You can send us a message from that, and we're on Twitter at footballpubcast. That's us done this week. We'll speak to you in a week's time.
Clean your boots.